Josie woke up with a thrash. Well, it was her birthday week, for goodness sakes. Josie turned 7 on Tuesday, and today was Saturday, and Saturday was allowance day. So, how else would she get out of bed? In Tia Anna's house, allowances were passed out on Saturdays, and you couldn't get one till you were 7. Well, today, Josie was 7, and she was going to get her very first allowance. $1. That's a whole bunch of money to someone like Josie. Thank you very much. Josie lived with her tia Anna, that means Aunt Anna in Spanish, and her 2 cousins in New York City's Washington Heights. It was an island neighborhood, meaning everyone was from the Caribbean. Josie loved it. She loved how people spoke Spanish and English just like her. She loved how everyone looked out for one another, and the way the air was filled with the delicious smells of rice and beans and her favorite, chuletas, which are fried pork chops, thank you very much. Tia Anna came into Josie's room dressed for work. "Someone is up very early for a Saturday," she said. Then she handed Josie a crisp, brand new dollar bill and kissed her on the forehead and rubbed it in for good measure. "My own allowance!" yelled Josie. "Oh, how I've waited for this very moment!" Tia Anna smiled and shook her head. "A drama queen, folks, with a capital D and a capital Q. I'll be back at 5. Love you like a chuleta. Love you like arroz con pollo," answered Josie. Josie was first in line outside Don Miguel's bodega. "Hola, Don Miguel."
"Hola, Josie. And happy first allowance day to you. Give me just a minute and I'll let you in, huh?"
Josie was at the store extra early to hold a place for her best friend, Angela Terrero. She bought Josie a pickle every Saturday because that's what best friends do for each other. Thank you very much. "Oh, no," Josie mumbled to herself. "Here comes stuck-up Carmen and her gang of bullies." Carmen was the prettiest and most stuck-up girl in the neighborhood. And to make matters disgustingly worse, her family gave her the biggest allowance.
"No holding spots allowed, Josie," shouted stuck-up Carmen. "If you don't have any money, you can't be holding no spots."
It was always surprising to Josie how stuck-up Carmen spoke. How could anyone with so much money speak so poorly? It just goes to show you that all the money in the world can't buy you class. Thank you very much.
"Well, I got my allowance today, so I can stand anywhere I like," Josie shouted, trembling in her shoes.
Josie held out her brand new dollar bill.
"Wow," laughed stuck-up Carmen. "A whole dollar. Just think, in 4 more weeks, you could have as much as me."
"Shut up, stuck-up Carmen," blurted Josie. Stuck-up Carmen took 2 steps right up to Josie and said,
"I know you didn't just tell me to shut up, you little..." "Little what?"
roared a voice from behind. Stuck-up Carmen turned around and found herself face-to-face with Angela. The gang of girls took a giant step away. Stuck-up Carmen was the prettiest and the richest girl in the neighborhood, but Angela was the toughest and everyone knew it.
"Let's go to the bodega across the street, girls," said stuck-up Carmen. "This one is too whack for me."
Josie watched stuck-up Carmen stomp away with her gang behind her. Then she looked at Angela.
"Thanks,"
she said.
"For what? That's what friends do, for goodness sakes. Come on, let's go in."
The girls burst through the doors. Josie ran up and down the aisles, then screeched to a stop in front of a display of fake roses on sale for 99 cents each. Suddenly, she started to cry.
"What's wrong?"
asked Angela. Josie choked back the tears.
"Well, I only got $1. I was going to buy a pickle for 50 cents and 5 10-cent candies for both of us, but now these fake roses, I feel like I should get one for my Titiana, and if I do, I won't have enough to get anything else."
Don Miguel heard the commotion and approached the girls.
"¿Qué pasó, Josie? This is a special day for you. You shouldn't be crying."
"It's just that I wanted to get my Titiana something special."
"Then how about a beautiful fake rose for 99 cents?
"But then she won't have any money for her pickle," stated Angela. "I don't care about my pickle anymore," cried Josie. "But I can't buy you any candy."
"I could buy my own candy," Angela said, laughing. "And I'll buy you a pickle, too.
That's what best friends do for each other, for goodness sakes.
And I'll throw in some extra 10-cent candy as a first-time allowance prize. That's what real neighborhoods are about.
You guys are the best friends in the entire universe, cried Josie.
Drama queen,
replied Don Miguel and Angela.
Drama queen.
Josie and Angela sat on their stoop. Josie was devouring her giant pickle, and Angela ate more 10-cent candies than you could imagine. Then, stuck-up Carmen passed by with her gang of girls in tow.
Wait,
Josie shouted to Carmen, holding out a piece of candy. No hard feelings? Stuck-up Carmen was totally in shock, as she took the candy, of course.
Thank you,
she said, then scurried down the block with her gang of girls.
I have to go,
Josie said, giving her best friend an extra big hug. My Titi Anna will be home soon, and I want to surprise her with her fake rose. What else would a kid do for her loving aunt, for goodness sakes? She kissed Angela on the forehead, rubbed it in for extra good measure, and flew up the steps. Thank you very much.